Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Israel is experiencing a mild night. Temperatures are comfortable across major cities, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has demolished a 200-meter-long terror tunnel in southern Lebanon, according to the Jerusalem Post. Prime Minister Netanyahu confirmed the tunnel contained hundreds of weapons and rocket launch shafts. Also, earlier today, Israel is preparing for possible escalation with Lebanon and Iran. Walla reports the new agreement with Lebanon has unsettled Hezbollah and the Iranian regime. Also this hour, an IDF probe has found a Hezbollah drone armed with an anti-tank explosive killed a four-man tank crew in June. Yainet provides these details from southern Lebanon. Separately, Axios reveals the behind-the-scenes story of how shared fears of Iran led to an Israel-Lebanon deal. The negotiations spanned four tense days. And finally, in earlier reporting, the Jerusalem Post covers that Netanyahu and Katz have expressed concerns about regional security and future threats. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israel Defense Forces, posting just minutes ago, announced the dismantling of an underground Hezbollah complex in southern Lebanon. They described it as a major operation against Iranian-backed infrastructure. Joe Truesman, a security analyst, shared that the IDF's operation revealed a network with hundreds of weapons and multiple launch shafts aimed at Israel. Ariel Oseran, a regional journalist, highlighted the scale of the destroyed Hezbollah tunnel, noting its significant depth and strategic threat to Israel. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports that the tunnel, found in the area of Majdal Zun, was part of Hezbollah's broader strategy against Israel. This action signals Israel's ongoing commitment to countering Hezbollah's military infrastructure and maintaining regional security. Turning to Israel's preparations for escalation with Lebanon and Iran, Walla reports that the recent agreement with Lebanon aims to disarm Hezbollah, potentially altering the power balance. This move reflects Israel's strategic focus on reducing threats from Iran and Hezbollah. Meanwhile, the Ynet probe into the Hezbollah drone attack sheds light on the vulnerabilities faced by Israeli forces. The attack, which occurred in June, underscores the ongoing risks in the region and the need for enhanced defensive measures. In a related development, Axios reveals the intricate diplomatic maneuvers that led to the Israel-Lebanon deal. The report highlights how mutual concerns over Iran's influence drove both nations to negotiate, potentially paving the way for more stability in the region. Finally, concerns expressed by Netanyahu and Katz, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, stress the importance of vigilance in the face of evolving threats. They emphasize the need for continued diplomatic and military readiness. On the economic front. First, Apple's potential partnership with Intel faces a long wait, according to CTech. Analysts suggest that even if successful, meaningful production is still years away, impacting the tech landscape in Israel and beyond. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights new consumer products creating buzz. A revolutionary deodorant and caffeine-rich skincare series are among the latest trends driving market excitement in Israel. And finally, Globes reports that Deep 33 has closed a $200 million deep tech venture capital fund. This development showcases the growing interest of Israeli institutional investors in cutting-edge technology. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.